get ready. It's time to surround yourself with some of the best attractions Central Florida has to offer. It's time for the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast with your hosts, John and Anne Marie Carigliano.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our brotherly time. We're happy giving a taking to the friends we're making. There's nothing we won't do. Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our happy time. This is a festival, you know, a festival. We're here to share it all.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 20 of the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast, bringing you the sights and sounds of Central Florida's world-class attractions and beyond. And I'm your host, John Carigliano. Of course, here's my lovely wife, Miss Anne Marie.
Thank God you're back.
Yes, so I am back on the podcast. Again, Anne Marie, thank you so much for taking over. Last week, you did a phenomenal job at the Queen Latifah concert during Mardi Gras. Did you have a good time at least taking over the show for 1 week?
No.
Well, we appreciate your hard work that you did. So just to kind of give everyone a fill-in of what happened, I know Anne-Marie kind of did touch a little bit about it. So I had this thing kind of going on with my nose for like the last like 3 months, since like the end of December. And so I was like, let me finally go to the doctor and see what the heck's going on. And I had a nasal infection, basically?
Sinus.
A sinus infection, thank you. And so I had let them know, fun fact, I'm allergic to penicillin ever since I was a baby. And let the doctors know, I let the nurses know. So, like, any type of derivative of penicillin, so amoxicillin would be related to penicillin. What do they prescribe me? Amoxicillin. And I was like, I'll give the benefit of the doubt.
Well, we told the doctor and the nurse and everything at the doctor's office, but we also told the pharmacist when we went to go fill the prescription, and they were like, well, if he hasn't had a reaction since he was a baby, he might have grown out of it. Just grab some allergy medication as well, and he'll probably be fine.
So went and did that, grabbed the Benadryl, and so I took it, started taking it Sunday. By Monday evening, it felt like my throat was closing up, and I had a hard time swallowing or speaking, and it sounded like a smoker's voice, basically. And so that was when we had decided not to do that week's show, because I was under no circumstance able to talk.
And like, it wasn't just like you weren't able to talk, like you weren't feeling well because of it. Like you were feeling kind of sick because of the allergic reaction.
Correct. When it came to the following week, I still wasn't up to it, and I was like, hey, Emery, can you take over show?
Your work schedule also changed.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, so my work schedule changed as well, so I really couldn't really do it. And Emery did a great job, so if you listen to her, I know this is like the second time that you've taken over the show. You did one with our good friend Giselle at Animal Kingdom like years ago. And I was like, I trust you, you know what you're doing, and you did a great job. So, but I am back. I was really worried that my voice was going to sound like that forever. But thank goodness it's not, and my throat and my trachea is back to normal. I know there's still a little bit of raspiness a little bit, but I don't know. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, on this week's show, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Every so often, I kind of like to look back on things that I've done, maybe something that I haven't showcased on the show. And I was kind of looking through the archives, and I saw something that I haven't even heard in a long time. If anyone remembers man, this year will be 15 years, because it was between 2007 and 2009 that this was done. The Pirate and Princess Party. And it was I've never seen a more limited hard ticket event at the Magic Kingdom than this one. And this one was like a celebration of everything pirate and princess. So like the whole park was divided up with like things for kids, and there was fun entertainment. And there was this one fireworks show, the Magic Music and Mayhem fireworks show. And it was so good that in 2010 during Summer Nightastic, if anyone remembers that, that was the year that they brought back the Main Street Electrical Parade. They brought back this show, and it was so cool. And if anyone remembers, this was way before the castle started doing those projections all over. It was a lot of the lights, and you didn't have to. I know you had said this to me off air, but you didn't have to like look in a million directions of like what was going on. You could focus on one thing and that was it. And it was a really great soundtrack as well. You had the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, but you also had like Sleeping Beauty and with the pink and blue. And I thought that was really well done. And Marie, I actually sent you a link from Martin Smith's video, and you finally got to see this because this was before you even moved to Florida. You were, I think, still in
Georgia
at the time. But what were some of your thoughts?
Well, I said to you in our conversation off the air was that it was a nice just to watch a fireworks show and not have a thousand different things going on at once. There wasn't fireworks and projections and things on Main Street and 500 other things that you're supposed to be looking at. It was just the castle was lit up some colors, like different colors. They had the lights on and there were fireworks and that was it. And I actually just kind of missed that.
And I think once we get settled in with a new place, because I always keep on touting that I'm going to like upload this stuff. Like when we get some more room, I'm going to have to really sit down because I have like tubs of just footage that if I stopped doing any stuff in the park, I could probably just like put out something every single day and I'd be fine. But
three tubs.
Exactly. Yeah, there's three tubs of videos. So there's hours and hours of footage. Anyway, with that, we're going to jump right on in over to the Magic Kingdom and enjoy the Magic Music and Mayhem Fireworks show.
Yes.
Thank you.
my goodness, three good fairies.
I'm Flora.
I'm Bob.
And I'm Merryweather.
Oh, I hope we haven't missed anything.
Especially not the romance.
You mean the adventure?
Remember, both are important, dears. While adventure wakened our sleeping beauty, romance was its inspiration. They belong together, like a princess and her true love, dancing in the stars.
Fire on the floor! Fire on the floor! under different circumstances, I might. But right now, I want that castle.
Of course, that was the Magic Music Ad Mayhem Fireworks Spectacular Show, whatever you want to call it. Really amazing show, no projections. So we just wanted to do something really small. Again, we don't know ahead of time of what stuff we're going to be doing, so sometimes we have something and sometimes we don't, and that's where I go into the archives.
We're not planners.
No, we are definitely not planners. Like... we could, like, you know, in between seasons, like, do the whole season and then just, like, edit it as need be, but we don't do that. Because if something comes up, then we're SOL. So, but again, don't forget, you can visit us at CFSAS.com where you can email the show. You can follow us on X and Blue Sky at Central FLSAS. You can also follow Amory and I. I'm on at John at John CFSS, and then of course you have Anne Marie CFSS. Don't forget to subscribe to us up on our YouTube channel. We're still working on some stuff in the projects or in the editing bay that hopefully I will get up at some point. If my supervisor would probably poke me and. And yeah, exactly. To get some of this stuff up. But yeah, on next week's show, I have not a clue what we're going to do, but hopefully it'll be something fun. Emery, do you have any ideas what we might do?
Edit the country bear.
Yeah, I might have to do that. thank you so much again for you guys for tuning in every single week. We appreciate even if it's five people, that means the world to us. Again, thank you so much for everyone that has subscribed to us on our YouTube channel. We have over 11,000, which is 11,000 more than I thought I would ever have. So I appreciate that as well. But before we say goodbye, Emery, say goodbye.
Goodbye, Emery.
And so long and have a magical week, everybody.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody
gets left behind
or forgotten.